Hour 7:26. Two previously undiscovered poems by J.R.R. Tolkien have been discovered in an Oxfordshire school annual which dates to 1936. That's just a year before Tolkien published The Hobbit. The Shadow Man is said to be a poem about two people finding each other. Noel, unsurprisingly, is about Christmas. Dr. Dimitra Femi joins us, English lecturer at Cardiff Metropolitan University, specialist in Tolkien. Good morning, Dimitra.
Good morning.
Is this a significant find?
It is a significant find in the sense that a lot of people are hearing about it at the moment. I think Tolkien scholars have known about the existence, at least, of those poems for a while, and one of them, the version of one of them, has been published before. But it was great to see another copy, I suppose, of a very rare publication to be found and to have this sort of exposure in the general public.
So the Shadow Man was known about, but where did it appear?
The Shadow Man is an early version of a poem that appeared later on in The Adventures of Tom Bombadil, which is a late publication of Tolkien. So Tolkien was a great reviser. He kept on tinkering with texts a lot. So this is an earlier version of that. And it's a very haunting poem about a man who doesn't seem to cast a shadow. And there is a shadow woman in the story. And we're never quite sure who they are. You know, there's been all sorts of speculations, you know, whether he was influenced by the Persephone myth or whether there are any references to any characters in his own mythology. But nothing has been sort of proved conclusively. So it's one of those, I suppose, non-Middle Earth poems at the moment, until we can prove some sort of link there. Yeah. But Tolkien had a number of poems that were not linked to his wider mythology. The Christmas one, again, it was known that it existed, but none of us had seen the text really, and it seems like it's disappeared online at the moment.
You don't actually associate old Tolkien with Christmas. He didn't seem to be full of the joys of spring at Christmas, did he?
I don't know, because there is his children's the Father Christmas letters I've got in mind, which is of course something that he privately wrote for his own children, and they would receive a letter from Father Christmas every Christmas for a long, long time, and then posthumously those letters were published as the letters from Father Christmas that are very much, you know, a new mythology in a way. You know, Father Christmas got his elves, and there's a polar bear, and also, you know, goblins, all sorts of things, and it's a parallel mythology. The what is interesting about this poem is that it is a religious poem. This is about the nativity rather than the folkloric figure of Father Christmas, which is quite rare in Tolkien. You know, he wouldn't, he doesn't really do that much, you know, the religious context.
And these, of course, he was writing before he became world famous for Middle Earth.
Oh, he was writing a long, long time before then. You know, he was writing from his late teenagehood, I suppose. So at that point, he was already writing for a good 20 years. It's just that he wasn't, of course, known. But a lot of his poems had been published in small, little publications like those, like at Oxford University, in Leeds, where he was teaching before. There are a lot of tiny little publications that have Tolkien poems. So I wouldn't be surprised if more stuff is found.
Well, I'm sure you'd be delighted to hear that.
Absolutely.
Some of us, it has to be said, find the charm of Tolkien rather elusive.
Really? But yeah. What's telling me that he spent time in Wales?
Because he based Elvish on bits of Wales, didn't he?
There's a bit more to it than that, isn't there?
There are some clear references there to the Welsh language, definitely, and one of the languages he invented for the elves. I think he had an admiration for the Welsh language that goes beyond just, you know, scholarship.
Academic love. Great stuff, Dimitra. Thank you very much indeed. That's Dr. Dimitra Femi on the news that two recently uncovered poems by J.R.R. Tolkien.